We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Sadek Tes Amud Beis. Amar Rava, Pshitali, Mayim Agave Mayim, Hayno Nechasa. That's Pashit. If you have water that's in a Rishusha Yachid, and it's on top of other water, the halacha is that's called Munach, even though it moves, but since all the water is considered one entity, and it's sitting on the ground on the bottom, they will consider Munach. On the other hand, ego is a gavi mayim. If you have a walnut floating on the water, lav haynu anachasam. It's not called munach. And why not? Rashi says before, early in the Masechta, since it's moving on the water, it's not called munach. So if someone picks that up in the Shishi Yachin and brings it to Shishi Rabim, he is not chayev because it was not munach. But Rabbi has a shayla, but ego is bekli. If you have this walnut sitting in a kli, and it's munach, but the kli itself a gavi mayim. The kli itself, the keli itself is floating on the water. Mao, me mean bust the egos, you look at the egos, it's sitting in the keli, and it's not moving. By Dilma, bust the kli, you look at the keli, and the keli is moving. The keli is not stationary. The loch is, teku, we don't know. We don't know what to do when egos be kli. That's Pashat Mayim, Agai Mayim, is one entity, it's Munach al Aretz. And that's Pashat Egos, Agai Mayim, it's not called Munach, it's moving. Egos be kli is a shaila. What do you look at? You look at the egos itself, which is Munach and the kli, or you look at the thing holding the egos, which is moving. And we don't know the answer to Shaila. We have to wait for Yonavi to answer that Shaila. Shemen al gabe yayin. Machlekes v'echem ru rabbanon. If you have shemen on top of wine, and the wine is munach on the aretz, is that, and the shemen is moving on top of the wine, is considered one entity, and therefore it's all munach al aretz, and it's kol hanacha, or you look at it as two different entities, and therefore it's like an ego, it's a gabe mayim. And the farshim speak out that if it would be any other type of liquid mixed together, it was definitely one, since it mixes. But since shemen doesn't mix, so it's a clear. Is shemen considered one with the yayin, or is it considered two? That's the shayla. This mission is about the full yom. Halacha is someone who is tamei goes to the mikvah. He has to wait after he's tovel till the sun goes down, till it becomes completely tar. And when he's a full yom, if he touches truma, he makes him pasul. That means he doesn't make it tamei, he makes it pasul. What's the difference between tamei and pasul? Something that's tamei can make something else tamei. Something that's pasul, it's only pasul for itself. So the shayla was like this. Shemen should safa gavi yayin. You have oil floating on wine. V'noga tful yoyim b'shemen. And the tful yoyim touches shemen. Le pasul al shemen. Only the shemen's pasul. Why? Because the shemen can't make the yayin pasul. And it's not one entity with the yayin. Therefore, only the shemen's pasul. They're both one entity. Therefore, if you touch the shemen, it's like touching the yayin. And therefore, they both become tamei. So the Gemara says the same thing when it comes to Shabbos. The machleik is here. If it's one entity, two entities, also negei legabe hanacha. According to Yechon Nuri, that shemen and yayin are one, so it's called munach. But according to Tanakhama, that shemen and yayin are two different things, it's not called munach. And Rashi speaks that earlier in the Masechta. The reason why it says yayin is because punkt shemen and yayin, it's possible to become chuma, but not water. But the same shayla as shemen on top of water is the same exact shayla legabe Shabbos. Just the Mishnah Tful Yoim could only talk about things that were truma, that's why it picks yayin. But the same question would be, if shemen on top of water, is that called munach or not? According to Rabbi Yechon Nuri, you consider one and be called munach. Amar Abaya, bar v'shusharav ma'muka asav rechava shmeina. You have a bar in shusharavim, a ditch in shusharavim, it's 10 tefachim wide. It's 8 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high, which is definitely Rosh Hashiach. All you need is 10 by 4, this is 10 by 8. Vezarak l'soich ha-machtzela. So you threw a mat inside it, because you threw from shusharavim to shusharavim. Let's say you took a machzelas on Shabbos and you put it in there and you separate it into two. So when I'm putting it in, at the same time, I'm splitting into two. If I'm splitting into two, now it's not four tefachim wide because it was exactly eight tefachim wide. I put a machzelas in, which has a thickness to it. It comes out the two parts are less than four tefachim each. So your potter, Abaye says your potter. Dr. Marla, Abaye, so what now, Fir Baya obviously holds that when I put Machzelos in, I'm being mevatel to a certain extent, and therefore it separates it, and you're potter. So the question is, so why would I throw the Machzelos into the bar? Maybe it should make less than 10 tefachim high then, because now it's umayit in the height. So some are saying, Taka say, that it was more than a sarat tefachim deep, so it wasn't umayit. Others say is that if you're trying to make a partition, then you're probably planning on leaving it there. You're making a partition. Mashaykum, when you just throw it into it, I'm just storing it there, that's not a bittel. But upon him, when I make a partition with this, according to Abaya, that's called a bittel, and it makes it into two, and therefore, bevasachas, it became potter because it didn't have a shear of Shoshiachin anymore. So the Gemara, Abaye the Pshita like the Machzel Savat La Mechitza. If you Abaye that's Pasha that he says the Machzel Savat La Mechitza and your Potter, Koshka and Chulia the Vat La Mechitza. It's Pasha if you throw in the dirt. That was a shayla before we had three Rav Yechanan. If you throw dirt into a bar that's 10 tefachim by 4, and now you might it less than 10, of course that would be bittul. Why? Because the person for sure leaves sand in the bar. That's the place where it's supposed to be, much more than a machzelis. And if machzelis, he held his bottle for sure, sand. And his shayla wasn't if it's bottle or not. He definitely vatel did. The question was there, is it, could bittul and the mafkiyah and Rosh Hashanah happen at one time? Could that it makes it not a Rosh Hashanah and makes it also that Yemavatl there happened at the same time? That was his question. Because when I threw it in, it was still Rosh Hashanah. And when it became bottle, it became not Rosh Hashanah. That was his question. So there, only my Choy is his question. But Machatzeles, Pshit lo Yemavatl Mechitza. It's Pashit Machatzeles. It's not Mevatl the Mechitza. Why? Because Machatzeles is not a place where you don't keep Machatzeles usually in a bar. You don't leave it there forever. You just keep it to store it there. Even for making a partition, it's not there forever. So by Fiyah Be'echel, Machatzeles wouldn't be a Shilas. Only Shilas is only by dirt. Oma Abaya, Barbus is Rabbin. You have a Barbus Rabbin, Muka Saras, 10 Tvachim deep, Uruchava Abbas, 4 Tvachim wide. Meleya Mayim, it's filled with water. Vizarak Lesoicha, you threw a chayfet, you threw something into it. The Loch is, you are chayiv, because it's considered a Rishus Yachet. But, he says, Meleya Peres, it was filled with Peres, Vizarak Lesoicha, and you threw something, a chayfet, into this bar, Potter. My time, what's the reason? Mayim lo mevatel mechitza. Mayim is not mevatel mechitza. But peiros is mevatel mechitza. Peiros is mevatel the mechitza. So it means mayim is not mevatel mechitza. Peiros is mevatel mechitza. And the kasha, and that's the whole, peiros are mevatel mechitza. And the kasha is, why are peiros mevatel mechitza? Didn't we have before that dveilo shmeino, someone threw a dried figs that were very sticky on the wall, for exactly 4 amos, and stuck to the wall. The Gemara said before, and the Rashi tells me a raya that Rabbi agrees to this, that yechayif avar dalar amos. You don't have dalar amos anymore because it's a mite in the mount you threw it because it has some thickness, this dried figs. So the Gemara says the 4 teretz is because it's not, you're not mevatel to the wall. Peiros is not mevatel to the wall. So why here is it different? Why here is it, are you mevatel it? That's Tosis' question. So Tais says maybe one terrace maybe is more derech to mevatel peiros there, but another terrace the Rishonim say is that there's a difference like this, that here, the peiros filled up this bar so much, you couldn't even tell that there were mechitzas anymore. The mechitzas became ein nekaris. Since there's not mechitzas nekaris, that's why it's not Rosh Hashanah. Masha'enke mayim, water, you can still see the mechitza. Therefore, it's not mevatel the mechitza. That's one of the halachot of Rishonim. Taina mehachi, I'll bring a raya to Abaya. Taina mehachi, that someone throws something, a zarek mina yam le estratia, throw something from the water to the estratia, to Shiravim. The water, by the way, is a caramelus. The yam, the ocean is a caramelus. You do from the yam to estratia, a caramelus is not chayiv, only Rosh Hashanah is chayiv. Umina estratia yam, from Shiravim to the yam, which is a caramelus, a potter. Rishim noemrem, yesh v'mokim shizorek, omukah sara rochav abba. If in the ocean you have a designated place that's deep 10 and 4 wide, and it's chaluk from the rest of the yam, that place is Rosh Hashanah Yachid and Yechayiv. Aye, the question is filled with water. Aye, it's filled with water. Tarot says, a raya ta'abayah. If something's filled with water, still retains its din of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So, the Mishnah Vayit Azarik Abamis, but Kaisul, a mile of Masar Tochim. Again, let's Chazah over. The lach is that Rosh Hashanah Rabbim has din Rosh Hashanah Rabbim up to Asar Tochim. Above 10 Tochim, it's not din Rosh Hashanah Rabbim anymore. And what's the nafka mina? If you're carrying Rosh Hashanah Rabbim anyway, what's the difference? If you're walking Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, means you hold it above yourself, it's still called Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The nafka mina is like this. Hazarik Arab Amis, but Kaisul, a mile of Masar Tochim. You throw in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, something 4 Amis, and it lands on the Kaisul, it's stuck to the Kaisul above 10 Tochim. The lach is Kazarik Ba'avir. It's like you're throwing it in the ear without having a hanacha, and it's not a din like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But lamata ma'asara, if it gets attached to the wall under 10 tefachim, then kizarek baritz, like you threw it on the ground, and vazarek baritz, and vazarek baritz is chayiv. Vazarek baritz, avam is chayiv, you're chayiv, therefore you'll be chayiv. If it's below, if it gets hits the wall above asara tefachim, it's potter. Below asara tefachim, below 10 tefachim, it's chayiv. So the Gemara, fake the Marakasha, v'holoi noch. I don't care if we hit the kaisel on top or the bottom. It didn't settle. It has to settle. You have a key of anoch. You have to pick it up and put it down. So we have Rav Yechon. The famous Rav Yechon is right here. On Rav Yechon, we're talking about a dried figs, a bunch of dried figs that are very sticky, and sticks to the wall, gets stuck there, so it's munach. So if it's a ma'ala ma'asara, it's nara shiravim, lamata ma'asara, is it shiravim. Omrav yudom arav, omrav chia, zorek lamayla ma'asara. Someone throws something above 10 tfachim, from shiravim, so it's not going to be chayef avar shiravim. The question is, did it land in Rosh Hashanah or not? So v'holcha v'nocha v'chur kolshu. It landed up on a wall that was above 10 tefachim, but the hole was very small. It wasn't 4 tefachim wide. The halacha is that if it's not 4 tefachim wide, it can't be Rosh Hashanah. It landed in a small hole. Ba'onu m'lachaykes ramei rabbanim. It come to m'lachaykes ramei rabbanim l'gai v'hilchas mezuzah. The ramei adam m'chaykim l'hashlim m'chayiv. According to Ramea, holds chaykim l'hashlim m'chayiv. According to Rabbanan, domei chaykim l'hashlim loy m'chayiv. What's ramei and the Rabbanan? The halacha is that for a doorway to be chayif mezuzah, it has to be 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. And the shayla is, let's say you have a door that's shaped like an arch, and it's 10 tefachim high, and it starts off 4 tefachim wide, but then it gets smaller and smaller as it goes up until it's less than 4 tefachim wide. So what's the halacha? Are you chayif mezuzah such a door or not? So Rameyah says, something called chaykim lahashim, idea called chaykim lahashim. There's room in the structure to chisel out this door, even if you don't do it, if it's room to do that, then you look at it, it's kilu, it's done, and therefore you chay. Rabbanan say no. So the Mara wants to say that according to Ramei, that you could say chaykim lahashim, you say that you chisel it out, you look at the kilu, it's chiseled out. Here also, if there's room to make a space of 4x4 on this wall, then the halacha will be that you will be chayiv al tzvashis yachid. You threw something above 10 tefachim, landed in a hole. Remember, if this hole was below 10 tefachim and it was in Rosh Hashanah, then it had in Rosh Hashanah. But here it was above a 10 tefachim. Ramei holds yichayiv and the chum hold you are part of, because it's talking about machlekes chaykim lahashtim or not. Talk to more about a little halacha about hilchas mechitza. I'm Rabbi Yudam Rab. Taylor Mislakit Asara Matoich Arba. You have a hill. Remember, we know this halacha. If something is high 10 tefachim and wide 4 tefachim, the base of it, it's called a Rosh Hashanah. Now, let's say it wasn't straight up 10 tefachim, but it was a hill that went up gradually to 10 tefachim. So then it could be it's considered Shirabim, just like a little hill in the Shirabim. Let's say someone has a hill in the Shirabim, that doesn't make it into Shirabim because the top of the hill is ten tefachim high. So it depends how gradual the slope is. So I'm a slack it asar, I'm teich arba. If within four it reaches 10 tefachim, within 4 amis it reaches 10 tefachim, so then it's steep enough, and that's called a Shusha Yachid. But if it takes 4.5 amas to reach 10 tefachim, then it's not so steep, it's less than 25 degrees, and it's not called a Shusha Yachid. Let's read it inside. I'm going to read it on the top. Tell him, Slak, Vazara, Kunach, Agaba, when something threw it and landed on top of it, Yechayiv. So it has to be, the Asara has to be Tech Arba Amas. Anything more than that, it's not called a Shusha Yachid. Taina Mahachi, Mob Vishashavu L'Soichai. The halacha is, if someone has a mavu has a din, like a caramelist, let's say, so you have to have a mechitza in front of it, or like a door, or if you don't have a door, you have to have a lechi or kaira. But if you have a mechitza, you don't need a lechi or kaira to make a separation between the mavu and the shisharabim. So here you have a mavu, it's a shovel or soichai, it's flat inside it, but as it goes up to Rosh Hashanah, it goes up a hill to Rosh Hashanah. Or the opposite, or shavu shirabim, or the door of the mavi is the same level as shirabim, but now madon seich, and it goes down into the mavi. So you say mavi ain't tzarcha lechi like kaira. That mavi is not near lechi and kaira because that hill can be used as a mechitza. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel emer tell him a slak that sarim teich haba v'zorak v'nocha gabav is chayim. Rav Chanina says that no. He doesn't argue. He just says, by the way, tail on mislaka asar mitechabov azor gavav yichayev. The gavav says yochran on Shabbos, a tail that goes up 10 tefachim gradually within 4, it's enough and yichayev. And the Rishonim speak out with the klar and the tesefta like that. That the same shear goes for the reish also tanakam. They both agree the same shear. Rishonim is just adding on. Besides, for mavui there's another halacha. The gavav rishus yochid for throwing something on Shabbos. Balak upon him. What do you see? That what's the shear mechitza? For something that's a pile, the shear is tail maslakra sorum terchaba. If it goes up 10 tefachim within 4 amis, that's enough to be chayiv on Shabbos. Zokta Mishnah Vayter. Zorak, Lusach Dar Amis, Veskal Chosam Amis. We know throwing four Amis, Havara, and Shirabim is Chayev on Shabbos. So someone threw Lusach Dar Amis. He threw and didn't reach the full four Amis. Then, after it landed, it rolled, and it rolled out of Dar Amis. Skal Chosam Dar Amis. You're a potter. You're a potter, because that's not your mice anymore. It's really Koyach Koycha. It's not your mice. And therefore, you are not chayiv because it went. You didn't do that. You were going to try to get here, and could be pshat. Shout what the pshat is. I don't understand. Could be pshat is that either he wasn't mechaven to reach that far, he was mechaven over here, or because it was the wind that pushed out. It wasn't him. Either way, because koyach could be chayiv. It's your koyach, even with secondary koyach, could be your chayiv. Here the case was either you were mechaven to throw it more than that. That's why you're potter, or because it rolled out with the wind. What about the opposite case? Chutz adar amis. You did throw it out of four amis far. Then the wind brought it back in afterwards. Meskagel sech dar amis, and the wind brought it back to you. It within dar amis. Halacha is echay. So the first halacha is that if you throw it less than dar amis and the wind took it out, you're potter. If you threw it dar amis, the wind brought it in, you're chay. Break the marakash. Avaloi noch. Why chayiv? It wasn't noch out of Abamas, and the time it was noch, it was very less than Dar Amas. Om Rav Yechon, Rav Yechon answers, v'hu, the case was shenoch gavei mashu. It did stop a second on something, it made hanocha, and then it came back. And Rashi speaks out, who adin, if the ruach, the ear, the wind caught it in one place, less than three tefachim from the ground, and then it came in. That's enough also, even if it didn't land actually on an object. Or on the floor. It was still mid-air. But it stayed stationary for a second, within three tefachim on the ground, and then it came back, then yechai. Tainam ha'chi, zor chutz dal ramas. He threw out of dal ramas. The chosay, a ruach, v'chlisosay, and the ruach, the wind came and pushed it in. V'afi shechaz ravaitziyosay, and even afterwards, wind brought it back out, the yapata. The loch is, yapata. And that, the wind took it back out afterwards, was not you, it was the wind. But if the wind held it in one place for a second, even afterwards it brought less than Dal Amis, then you're chayiv. You see this idea that if it didn't get held at one point at a Dal Amis, it's not counted. It has to be held there at one point within three tefachim. That would be enough to make it chayiv. Omer Rava, toich gimel l'rabbanon, within three tefachim, the feeder Abana that do not hold a Kluta Kamisha Huncha, who don't hold a Kluta Kamisha Huncha. We have before Machlekes, someone throws something from Shishiyachid to Shishiyachid, which is Rav in the middle. Rav Kiva holds maybe, you say Kluta Kamisha Huncha. And therefore it's like a landed in Shishirav. But we're saying the feeder Abana do not hold a Kluta, then even when it's Tayyik Gimel, Sorach Hanacha Gav Mashu has to land. If it flies through less than three Tvachim, even the Rav Fira Abanan who don't hold Kluta will not be Chayiv. This is not like we had before. Rav Chilki said that within three Tvachim on the ground, we had Rav Chilki and Rav Salek Zayin, that within three Tvachim on the ground it's called Ha'anacha. Rav is saying, no, it's not called Anacha unless it actually lands. Yosem HaReimah v'komol al HaShmaitza. Rameir said over the Shmaitza of Rav, Amalu Ravino HaReimah, Lav Hainam, isn't this our Mishnah? Lav Hainam Astisim is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if you throw something at a Dal Amis and it comes back in Yechayiv, Amrav Yechon, Amu Shunach Gai Masha, Yechon said that it landed on something, which means the wind held less than three Tvachim. So you see that only if it gets held, but if it didn't get held, even though it was less than three Tvachim, it's not enough. So it's Mamash Raya to Rav. No, Amalei, no, it's not Raya to Rav. Because Misgal Kamris, Misgal Gansef Anuach, that's talking about, it landed on moving and it went into Dal Amis. So there you can hear that it's not called Noch, even when it goes within three Tvachim. Aval Hai, Rava's Chiddush is like this, even if it's going to land soon, still, Hai, Kim Gansef Anuach, Avgale Noch, Command Noch, you would think that since it's going to land here, even though it didn't land yet, when it gets to three Tvachim, it's enough, Kamash Lo, no. It means Rava's saying a bigger Chiddush. I threw something, Dal Amis, and it got within the ear space of three tefachim on the ground, and in one split second it's going to land. So maybe if it's going to land in a split second anyway, so within three tefachim, right, it's called landed aslavad. Kamash v'lon, it's not. Now what's the nafka mina? You're going to be chayiv in a second anyway. Rashi says nafka mina is like this. The halacha is, someone has to be a shoygi from beginning of the malacha to the end of the malacha, like we had before on daf gimel. From beginning of the malacha to the end of the malacha, he has to be, maybe the gimel, the avdal, he has to be a shaygi. So here, if he realizes his mistake before it lands, but within three tefachim, So if you didn't have Rava's Chiddush, you say it's Chayiv because you already landed. The Rava's saying, no, until it actually lands within three Tvachim, even with Lava, it's not called landed yet. That's Rava Shita, and it's not like Rav Chilkiya before. It says anything with three Tvachim, even if it keeps on moving, he held that anything with three Tvachim is called landed. And obviously Rav Yechonon says that it has to stop a second. Obviously, he's not going to Rav Chilkiya either. So you have three levels of Shitas. Rav Chilkiya holds even throwing it through three Tvachim is called Hanacha. Rav Yechonon says if it's still moving, it's not called Hanacha, but if it stops, it's called the Hanacha. And Rava says even if it's Seif Filinuach, still, it's not called anachot until it actually lands, even if it's when love it on the ground.